Joining us here in the beautiful Putnam Club at Gillette Stadium is Julian Edelman. Morning, man. How are you?
I'm good, good.
How quickly, how many blocks ahead are you looking on a punt return like that where you start to say, all right, if I get this, if Slater's here, if Gregory, I can make this thing, I can get it to the end zone?
You usually can tell by, you know, the trajectory of the punt, if you're going to be able to return it. You'll look, you'll kind of take a pre-snap, like, before you catch it read, and then right when you catch it, you kind of try to process what you got. You set it up, and you know where your blockers are going to be, and they were there, and that's what you got to do.
Now it looked like a re-kick. I mean, well, it was a re-kick with the penalty, but the first punt went sailing over your head. I mean, he bombed that one. The second one gave you a good opportunity. What's up with the re-kicks? Why is that dangerous?
Those guys got to cover down twice, even if it was only 10, 15 yards. They're a little winded. Nothing good ever happens on a re-kick. That's special teams 101. So, it was fortunate that it was a re-kick for us returning the ball, but, we'll take it.
What's the perfect punt to be able to set up a return on? Like, you're sitting back. Let's say you're sitting back in punt return formation. You can draw up the way the punt goes. Like, set it up. What's the best kind of punt for you to be able to get a good return on?
Best punt is right down the middle. Kind of shanked off his foot where it doesn't turn over, so it's low. You're going to get it quick with your blockers there. You got a vice out there holding the gunners. Those are usually the ideal punts that you want.
Pretty much the one that you got yesterday.
That was a good punt to have.
Now I thought you were going to go for a rushing touchdown, a receiving touchdown, and a punt touchdown. You got close there on that one run.
We were close, and we were fortunate enough to set drive up for a touchdown on that play, and kind of execute a little bit of the four-minute offense.
Going into a week like this, you're targeted seven times. You have five catches. Did a lot of work on the outside. Was there a thought that the way the Colts were going to defend you as an offense that you might get more work on the outside, might be opportunities for you to be matched up one-on-one if Tom got you the ball on the outside, some of those chances against those Colt defensive backs?
The game plan was, just go out there and execute what we've been practicing all week. And, this week I was fortunate enough to get some opportunity on the outside, with some guys banged up and some of the transactions that we made. If you're going to get that opportunity, you got to do something with it. And, we did all right.
You had a lot of action this week, targets in the punt game, running the football. But earlier in the year, too, there's a lot of talk about the involvement that you had in this offense and a lot of talk about the offseason, getting together with Tom Brady. What was that offseason like for you that put you in a position to be so involved in this offense?
It was a big offseason. That's where you get your fundamentals and you build the cohesive unit is in the offseason, the preparation. It's kind of like painting. Painting's easy. It's prepping the wall that's hard. And that's where you gain your confidence and your timing and your rhythm is all in the off season and in training camp, and that's when it translates over to the regular season.
But you put a lot of work in with Tom, correct, in the off season? Is that something that you think kind of you built trust with him? He saw you working with him in the off season. He got comfortable with you?
I mean, that's what you try to do as a receiver. I mean, I'm going to try to be in his back pocket whenever he needs me. I went out to L.A., and if he needed me on a Friday night, 9 o'clock, I was dropping everything, and I was going over there to catch balls. So, he's the general. So whatever he wants, I'm there to give it to him.
We're talking to Patriots wide receiver Julian Edelman. Can you explain to us how much it helps you as a receiver when you have tight ends like an Aaron Hernandez, a tight end like Rob Gronkowski? It seems like defenses, Julian, have to account for that, and it gives wide receivers more of an opportunity. Is that a fair way to portray what a couple of good tight ends do in the middle of the field?
I mean, those two guys are studs, and we're very fortunate to have them. And they do. I mean, they do help us on the outside because you have to know that they're out there. Like I said, it's good to have those two out there along with a guy like Wes, Brandon Lloyd. We got some running backs that are doing well. You got Woody, who comes out and on third down does well. You got Ridley, who's running through the storm. We have Bolden. We have Vereen. So, I mean, we got a lot of weapons. And, if we execute what we have to do, good things will happen.
You guys have that next man up mentality. But you look at guys like Aaron and you look at guys like Gronk, it's almost two players built into one with a lot of the things that they can do. How difficult will it be moving forward with Gronk's injury with the broken arm?
You know, like you said, the next man's got to come up. You know, it's very unfortunate. Gronk is, you know, a huge part of our team, and you know, but that's, injuries are part of the game. You got to move on, and someone's going to have to step up, and I'm sure someone will.
Did you get any chance to watch Andrew Luck yesterday? As a guy who played a lot of quarterback in college at Kent State, a lot of talk about Andrew Luck coming into the game. I heard Tom today talking about, you know, his effort and what he saw. A lot of hype on this kid. Did you get a chance to watch him at all?
You know, a little bit here and there. You know, I was pretty impressed. I mean, he's a rookie quarterback going out there, and he's putting up good numbers, and you can see little things with, you know, how he throws the ball away, or you know, try to take an unnecessary sack as I'm watching.
No, the TV's here, yeah. The Putnam Club. You watch him take a sack by your great pressure by your defense yesterday.
But you know, there's little things that you could see that he does very well. Of course, he's also a rookie, so you know, he made some mistakes, but I'm not a coach. I don't really know that kind of stuff. I'm just going to stick with being a player.
You know, I saw the touchdown reception too, by the way, right here on the TV. Now, was that trying to imitate the Gronk spike? Because you gave it a bit.
I guess. You know, I was a little fired up, and just kind of spike it like the Gronk, I guess.
Now, a lot of Patriots fans are sitting here waiting for the day, and they keep waiting for the day, you to throw a football, throw a pass in a game. Tell me there's something in line. Tell me. Give me some insight.
I mean, you're going to have to ask Coach on that one.
In terms of the touchdown pass we just saw here, you were lined up. You had the one-on-one coverage on the outside. When Tom raised his hand, was that an acknowledgement that, Julian, I think we have something here? You know, he raised his hand to the left side. Nothing didn't point at you, but you're on the left. Tom raises that left hand. Is that a nonverbal that, hey, you're going to have an opportunity to get in the end zone here?
I think we had the play called already, so you know, I don't know if that was necessarily part of the play. I think he was just waving to the crowd.
Now, Wes Welker, the other guy here in this wide receiving tandem, with on his last year of his deal, right? We don't know what's going to happen next year with him or the future with him. How much do you sit and talk to Wes Welker? Was you similar, you know, in that slot position, doing a lot of some of the same things that he does? How much do you two sit down and talk about the position?
We'll sit here and there and talk about, like, you know, blocking assignments, and you know, I'll ask him questions all the time, but it's not really like that. You know, we're both so busy trying to do what we have to do for that week, on our specific role for that week, that you don't necessarily get to do that. I mean, I'll ask him a question on, you know, a certain coverage or something, and you know, he'll give me his insight and his opinion on it, but it's not like we sit down and watch film together like that. You know, we usually do it as a whole unit, so it'll be all of us.
How does this week change now? How does it affect you? Game on Thursday night, Thanksgiving, 8 o'clock primetime against the Jets. How do you squeeze a full week into 3 days?
I'm about to find out here soon. No, you gotta drop what we did last night, and you got to move on real quick. It's going to be a little different. It's going to be a little difficult, but you know, that's part of the National Football League. You're going to have to make adjustments and adapt.
How much does it help that it's the Jets, a team you're familiar with at least?
You know, as much as we're familiar with them, they're familiar with us as well. So, you know, I'm sure they're preparing just like we are. So it's a huge game because it's a divisional game, and, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Tebow or Sanchez should be playing quarterback for the Jets.
I don't play defense, at least right now.
Right, that's not fair to say. We have seen you play defense, Julian. You can answer the question. You play a little defense.
You know, I don't make those decisions.
Tebow, mobile quarterback, what you used to do at Kent State, roll around, throw and run.
I tell you right now, they're both pretty good football players, and you know, you never know what they're going to do out there. I'm sure they got something up their sleeve, and you know, I'm just going to worry about, you know, Cromartie and the defense.
Good luck Thursday night. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys, too.
Julian Edelman, Patriots wide receiver, is joining us here in the Putnam Club.